Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. John McClain is in.
Great
brought to
music.
You by Horn Solutions. I like the music as well.
Don't do me like that.
Here's Andy Reid on the chill at Arrowhead on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be a little chilly, and that's okay. I mean, we're at that time of the year, and yeah, you go play. So I don't think it'll be an issue. I didn't think it was really an issue. I thought that, you know, like I said, I thought the people took care of the stadium and did a great job with it, whether it was the grounds crew taking care of the field itself or the people working to make sure they got the majority of the snow out of there and so the fans could sit if they wanted to sit. They didn't do much sitting, but if they wanted to, they had a chance to.
Sounds like it's going to be really cold, i.e. between, I don't know why I said i.e., nobody says that in the conversation. It's going to be between 0 and 10 degrees at Arrowhead Stadium for the
Pats
Chiefs.
How many games that were 7-3 and is snow, and long as it's not windy,
yeah,
they can handle anything. And I thought it was fascinating, before the Kansas City game, that one of the broadcasters went to where they have the controls for the heat underneath the grass, and when I started covering the NFL, nobody had anything like that, and everybody would have a walkthrough the day before, because especially when the weather was going to be bad. I'll never forget with Bum Phillips and Love You Blue Oilers being in Cleveland, and Bum was asked about why he didn't have a walkthrough because the weather was terrible. He said, you can't practice being miserable. And today you don't see stadiums with bad footing because of the sophisticated systems they have to keep them in good shape. You see them bad from overuse, but not bad because of weather.
Well, that was which game did Aikman have last week?
He had the Cowboys Rams.
It was the Rams game. Like Aikman was there was an incomplete pass where somebody, I think Ezekiel Elliott, fell down. And Aikman acted so puzzled as to why Ezekiel Elliott wasn't in position to catch the ball. And we're like, because it looked like there was a polo match on the field beforehand. Like, the field was crap. They said, no, you're right, John. As you alluded to, it's because of conditions, like, as the season wears
on.
Yeah, and that's an older stadium. They don't have the state-of-the-art system that Kansas City does. I can remember... Oh, John, I don't know if I ever told you this story. This is a story you need to know. You should call Gary Walker up to ask him about this. Do you remember when we played the Bears in 2004, 2005? When it was the coldest game with wind chill ever played at Soldier Field,
right.
So we're on the sideline. The footing was fine. So the footing was great. But it was ridiculously cold. We're on the sideline, and Gary Walker had set his helmet down next to one of those hot benches. They've got flames under the seat. You know, like, there's actual flames under there. There's a heater under that bench. Yep. But Gary had sat it down next to this heater on the sideline. It was either the hot bench or the heater next to it. And... wasn't really paying attention. We were talking to Dom on the sideline about some defensive adjustment.
I'm just waiting for it.
As all of a sudden, there was an interception, as the Texans were wont to do in those days. So it was a quick turnaround. Gary didn't notice that heater had flamed and melted like half the lining in his helmet. So he goes out. He's running out onto the field. We're getting out. And he puts his helmet on, and it's just a plastic shell around his head. And, like, the very next play was a lead. He gets double-teamed, makes the tackle, and, like, is off in la-la land after that. I can't remember what happened. I think he finished. In those days, you got a concussion, you finish the game.
What did they do about his helmet the rest of the game?
I don't know. I don't know if he finished the game or not. He was a mess. It was towards the end of the game. That was such a miserable day. It was so cold. I got so much crap from my friends because I was wearing. I had one of those muffs, those things like those little hand warmer things because it was so ridiculously cold.
They have so many things today that are so perfect for cold weather and thin. It's amazing the things that guys get to stay warm today.
If you were advising the Pats and Chiefs, would you advise the guys to wear the long sleeves, not wear them? Does it matter?
I always went sleeveless, and I feel kind of like an idiot about it. I would say, but there's something about it. There's something psychological about saying, like, no, look, I'm not going to be a wimp and let the cold affect me. So when you go out with the bare sleeves, it's not about looking tough or anything. It's like, no, I'm going to go out and play my game. That Bears game, though, was something else. Like, I've played in some cold weather games before. That game, it was, like, physiologically impossible to stay warm out there. I wish I had worn sleeves for that one.
The Steelers started that, and they said they didn't want the linemen to be able to grab them and hold them.
Yep.
And they did that in the 70s, and that was the first time I ever saw it. But today they have things that are so tight that you couldn't grab and get a hold of anyway. So I don't know why more guys don't wear them.
So how cold is it going to be?
0 to 10.
Zero to ten. It depends if it's windy or not.
Cold.
Yeah. It gets pretty windy there at Arrowhead.
I hate to say this. I really hate to say this. I think the Pats are going to win.
Yeah.
I think they're going to win because the football gods have forsaken me, and I think the Pats are going to go in there and win.
Although maybe the football gods are the New England Patriots.
Maybe. I couldn't argue with that. And I think we're going to be sitting there, John, in 2 weeks in Atlanta those Boston media people walking around like they had any role in the Patriots' success
in
the last 20 years.
I listened to a Scott Zolak interview yesterday on NFL Media. I thought I was listening to a French class. It was wee. And I'm thinking, I don't remember you having a damn thing to do.
Oh my God.
Struggled on the road this year. They put it together right at the end of the season after going, 2-2 down the stretch.
Yep.
And their offense right now, using three running backs, I've never seen anything like what happened with James White, 15 catches and no carries. And the way down the stretch, Bill Belichick went to two backs, started playing throwback football. You know, their offense right now is the most diverse and balanced in the NFL. It's hard to believe that Goff, Mahomes, and Brady combined for one touchdown pass in the divisional games, and then Brees only did two. But I look for them to go in there and run, and run some more. But the Chiefs, you know, the biggest surprise to me, other than the way the Rams just totally dominated the Cowboys up front, was the Chiefs' defense, 31st overall, 31st against the pass, playing so well. But also, Damian Williams, third-team running back, ran for, 127 yards. So Kansas City behind a really good offensive line that got the doctor back this week in the offensive line. They can run the ball.
One thing about Kansas City's defense is, for one, I think the stats are a little bit misleading because there were so many times where they had such huge leads this year that, okay, the Chiefs were going to be in
throw the ball along.
In, bend but don't break mode. And then in this game, likewise, Chiefs get out to a huge lead very early. They can kind of go into hunt mode, and stopping the run isn't even – running the ball isn't necessarily the consideration that the opponent's worried about.
If you have a big lead with Justin Houston and Dee Ford healthy, that should help you out. And, I mean, the thing about the Chiefs, I think this was the statistic that was brought up by Bill Belichick actually yesterday. The Chiefs have outscored their opponents 147-56 in the first quarter of this season. And John Lopez brought up a stat yesterday about how when Bill Belichick is given to 40 points, which has apparently happened 7 times in his career as a head coach. 3 times it's happened against Andy Reid coach teams. So you think, all right, well, there's a good chance that Andy Reid and company can get off to a good start. Here's what I'm looking at, and it has to do with the weather a little bit too. How is Patrick Mahomes going to handle playing in this weather? He's a Texas kid. Is he going to have to wear gloves? Is he going to be wearing sleeves? How is he going to handle all of that with that cannon of an arm he has?
And I guess that's what I wonder about. Where, you know, Matt Patricia got all that crap this year for having guys practice outside even though they were playing inside. I actually supported him. So Matt Patricia, the coach of the Lions, came over from the Patriots.
Yep.
Patriots are notorious for practicing outside no matter what. They have a nice indoor facility, but they're only going in there if it's like lightning or something. Because Bill Belichick wants to do 2 things. One, he wants to get them used to playing in the cold. And 2, he wants to just make them mentally and physically tougher. I think that, like, as a player, I would have hated that, but I think I would have grudgingly conceded that it works. So that's something the Patriots players have been doing for a long time. And that team is well accustomed to playing in those conditions. Andy Reid's teams don't have a reputation through the years of necessarily being the mentally toughest or the scrappiest bunches. And I hate to make it as basic as this. I trust the toughness of the Patriots in this situation more than I do a combination of the Chiefs' defense and Pat Mahomes' inexperience in the cold.
I agree, but the one thing I would add is I was impressed with Mahomes in a few games that they actually lost where they were able to come back and score points. Like, Mahomes is not a guy who is like a pretty boy quarterback who he puts up all these numbers and someone punches him in the face and they basically go away for 4 quarters. In the Seattle game, that was the most recent one where Seattle was putting up all these points. Kansas City was struggling. They put up 28 points in the game and they came back and put points on the board. Their defense just could not get a stop in the fourth quarter and they lost the game. Mahomes is somebody who, even if they struggle early, he has found ways to put up points in basically every game they've played.
He's passed every test so far.
Yes.
And I think he'll pass this one. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm more worried about Andy Reid's coaching than I am Patrick Mahomes quarterbacking based on what we've seen this season. And, you know, the Patriots at some point will win a road game in the playoffs. It's been a while. Last two were at Denver because they had great defenses and did a really good job with turnovers. And that's a big key, of course, is that the Chiefs don't fall behind early. What New England doesn't want is to have to get away from the running game
yes.
and force Brady to throw the ball 40 times.